Welcome to another episode of the Lone Recruiter Podcast. I'm your host, Brett Clemenson, and if you're a recruiter out on your own or just lacking general advice or mentorship, you've come to the right place. Our episodes are designed to give you the motivation, the strategies, and the support you need to become the very best lone recruiter. So join us, grab a cup of coffee, let's take your desk to another level. Now, today, I want to talk to you about a thing called the time fallacy, okay? And I want to apply that to the recruitment process. So what is the time fallacy in the recruitment process? Okay, it's essentially a distortion of how long we think it actually needs to take a recruitment process to take. Let me just start with this. If I were to ask anyone what a typical hiring process looks like, it is going to be something along the lines of advertising, shortlisting, interviewing, possibly second interviewing, references, offer acceptance, right? There's nothing sort of hidden within that. It's going to be some variation of that, and it's a process, okay? Then if I were to ask you how long should that process take, you're going to get a lot of varying answers, right? Some people will say it'll be a week. Some might say 3. Some might say a month. I think it does obviously depend on the role, the level, how many people need to go through. Is it a big talent pool? Is it not? But look, I think the average within the recruitment sector for what we're recruiting for is probably going to be 1 to 3 weeks for the average. And then we just need to ignore the outliers for the moment. Because the point of this is, I think that we get too subservient as recruiters to what the actual timeframes around recruiting is. Because here's the thing, right? If you actually break down a recruitment process into the exact amount of time it actually is involved in recruiting, it's not a lot. It's actually not a lot. And that might sound silly, but there's a lot of gaps between the actual interviewing and the actual application of time to getting to a place where we want to hire someone. So an interview takes an hour. Let's just say there's a first interview and a second interview. There's 2 hours. Let's just say a reference takes half an hour. Let's just say pulling an offer together and negotiating, going back and forth, maybe another half an hour. You've probably got 2 to 4 hours worth of actual time investment into hiring and attract and trying to recruit someone into a team. Okay, so what does this mean? And what I want to take, what you want you to take away from this is that there is a bit of a time fallacy in the recruitment process. So how often do you go to a client, you send them a candidate, and they go, great, great CV, can we see them next week? Okay, and you say, okay, fine. And then they have the meeting, and it goes really well. And they go, we want to get them back in. We want to get them back in to meet the team, the other manager, the boss, or whatever. We'll do that in the following week. So now we've got 2 weeks into a process. That sounds pretty normal, right? And then when it comes to offer stage, it's another week. References, offers, da-da. Like you're talking 2 to 3 weeks for what is really 3 hours worth of actual recruiting work. And when you kind of see this and you kind of like, I know we all know this, but when you have it crisp and clear in your mind that this should not take 3 weeks, it should actually take 3 hours, it can really change your behaviors and you'd be surprised by what you can do to really help facilitate quicker interview processes. Now, some of us aren't in very quick markets. I am, and I see people in my office that are, but I would argue that some of the biggest placements I've ever made that are typically in slower, 250K salaries where, it's a very technical role or it's a very important role, they can go quick. I've done those in days, and hours. And when you look back and dissect it, of course, you had the right candidate, right client, there was a bit of love in the room and something happened, but you know what the process looked like too. You know it was a quick process, okay? So there's a couple of things we can do in our daily desk, and whether we get it down to that 3 hour placement, that's always a challenge, right? But there are things we can do to go from 2 to 3 week process down to maybe, 2 to 3 days. And I really want to go into that today. And that's the point of this episode, is to how do we shorten our timeframes? Because we all know time kills deals. It's an old adage, but it freaking happens all the time. Okay? So this one has stuck with me for as long as I've been recruiting. When I started recruiting 18 years ago, I remember walking into the office and on the fridge was this A4 piece of paper that had a big red stop sign and it said, no when. I was like, N-O-W-H-E-N. I was like, what the hell is no when? I asked someone, I said, what does no when mean? And they said, oh, we're just pushing this thing at the moment where we're not allowed to ask a client when they can interview. I said, what do you mean? I said, we have to say the candidate is available tomorrow at 4 p.m. or the candidate is available this afternoon at 1 p.m. You know, so rather than being passively accepting of, you know, what the client's time is, and they'll always push it out for days, it's about not asking when, but actually saying when. So that's the first tip I can give you in terms of trying to tighten timeframes is take control of the timeframes and the narrative there. I think if you're good at taking job briefs, which a lot of you will be, knowing who's going to be required in this interview process for making a decision. So if you're speaking to a line manager, great, they're obviously involved. But is there someone else that needs to get in there? Is it HR? Is it another manager or a business owner that needs to come into this process? And maybe that is the second interview. That's fine. I think you can layer that with is also like knowing what your market conditions are. So most markets are in a pretty good spot. And if you're a recruiter with recruiter licenses with LinkedIn, then you should have access to Talent Insights. Using that to your advantage with clients can be as easy as saying, hey, talent in this sector, in this city is super tight, right? Let's have a look at that real quick. This is how high in demand these are. If we spread this interview out over 2 to 3 weeks, we're just inviting risk. Right now we have a candidate who's very engaged and very active, and we want to be the front runner for that. And this is the data. And then you layer that with, who needs to make this decision with you? Is it just you? Is it a manager? Is it HR? Can we line them up? So that what if that first interview goes really well tomorrow? Let's just say, Mr. Hiring Manager, you're interviewing my candidate tomorrow and it goes really well. Are these people going to be available to pull into the room and go, this person's great, you got to come see them? And essentially have the second interview on the spot. Try it. I've done it before. I've done it many times and it works. Not always are you going to pull that off, but you got to understand all these little tips are about closing that time between first and second interview and offer. If we can close that gap, because what is that gap? Are they actually interviewing your candidate and then going off for a week and thinking about it for a week? No, they're not. They're interviewing your candidate, walking out that door and getting hit with all their other work obligations, staff, clients of their own, right? And so for that next week, they're not thinking about your candidate. So why wait a week, right? Maybe you need a little bit of time in between. Maybe you need a day. Fine, have your day. But my point is very succinct on this one. The time fallacy in the recruitment process is that it takes 2 to 3 weeks to make a hiring decision. In fact, it takes 2 to 3 hours. That's the fallacy, okay? So if you can shorten that time between every event, you're going to be making quicker deals. You're going to be lowering the risk of competition on those placements. And I genuinely think you're going to make more placements. So I hope you got something out of today's episode. If you did, please like, share, subscribe. It helps us grow. If you've got any questions you want to ask us to present on this podcast, please email us, message us with it, however you're consuming us. As always, have an amazing day. And may all your deals come true.